What a show we had today, Mortgage Mom. Man, it was just back-to-back phone calls and text messages.
Yeah, no, it was really great. And that's what we want. We want to make sure that everybody knows that our phones are wide open. You guys are more than happy, you know, more than willing to call us. And we are more than happy to take those calls. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747. Keep those coming in. There's a really good chance that if you call, you're going to end up on the show. So that's always fun. You can listen to yourself on the show later. And if you do text us, we're going to answer every one of those text messages that we could possibly answer, and we would actually read those out loud too. So when you do text me before you ask me your question, give me your name and your city. We want to know where you're from. You know, my name is Veronica and I'm from, you know, Newport Beach. Let me know where you are. That way we can address you. And when we actually answer that question, obviously you're going to get a response from us. We're going to text it back to you. So you're going to hear from us. But when we do it live on air, then you know that that was your question that you asked. So make sure that you guys give us your personal information.
Okay, here's, let me get you this text first. It's from a guy named Joey.
Okay.
He said, oh, interested in being on your show. Signed, Joey Fatone. Oh, look at that.
You're so full of it.
These random text messages, just anybody can listen.
You're getting me so excited right now. That's not even funny.
Text the word MOM to 474747. And okay, let's get to some other ones here.
Okay.
Here's one that says, my credit history is about 3.5 years. I tried getting a loan to see what I will qualify for, but I was turned down because of my age history. Do I need to establish a longer age history for credit?
No.
It doesn't, 3.5 years is enough time, right?
No, 3.5 years is plenty of time. That's not a problem at all. So I would, I don't know who turned them down, but that is actually something that we hear almost daily, that somebody, they've talked to another lender, the other lender can't get it done. They're having a hard time. People won't call them back. They ran their credit wasn't good. And then they just never heard back from them again. It was almost like the loan officer went ghost, ghost friendly. We do loans all of the time for people that have been told no, and 3.5 years of credit history is more than enough.
That's
credit
like what
history.
You do best. Is
it's
that.
Actually what makes me do this job. You know, it's for me, it's a difficult job and it is a very stressful job. And you think about it, anybody that's bought a home before knows that there's a lot of stress that goes along with buying a house. So imagine being a loan officer and you're juggling about 15 to 20 transactions a month, and you're, you know, in that same stress level with every single person, right? And we do this day in and day out. So it is a stressful job. But the part that is so rewarding and exciting is when we get somebody into a home, like Kim said, you know, she said that the guy was crying because he had been told no, and she did it. She got it done. That is the exciting part for us. That is what makes us feel so good to know that we did something for somebody that someone else told them no. And it's, you know, it's every day. So I can't encourage everybody listening enough that if you've been told no, or maybe your own mind has convinced yourself that you can't do it, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call us.
Like William that called earlier, and he just kind of rapid fired us questions on his mind.
Right.
Should I? Can I? Is it okay if I?
Right.
All that's good.
It's all great. It's fantastic. And that's the only way to know where to start or what you can do. I'm not telling you it's going to be instant gratification right out the gates. I'm not telling you that you're going to talk to me today and I'm going to say, yes, I can do it. You know, if you've got a complicated situation that we need to work through, then it could be something that we're creating a path, a plan, you know, to get you there. And maybe it's, you know, 2 months, maybe it's 4 months, maybe it's a year. But if you don't know where to start, you're not going to get there. You know, in a year from now, you could be a homeowner, but you never made the call. And now you're another year out. So, you know, it's something that you definitely have to call us. Now, I can tell you that I would say about 75% of the time somebody calls me and they've been told no, it is instant gratification. And we do figure out how to get that loan done and right there and then. So again, it, you know, if you've been
I've
told
seen
no,
it, people, I've witnessed it with my eyes. It is a beautiful thing.
It is
watching people's faces turn around from, I don't think I to, are you kidding me?
Really? I can do that. And it's all the time and it's daily. So, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is the number 4. And that's the number all week long, guys. So even if you want to save it in your phone, you want to call us once, let it ring and hang up. We don't get offended. It's okay. As long as you're saving us and you know how to get back to us later. But, you know, you can always call us. And the text messages, those are open all week long too. So just text us, text the word MOM to 474747. We'll set up an appointment to talk. I mean, like I said on last week's show, you know, I do consultations. And and I do many of them a day, but the consultation is a good 30 to 45 minutes. And so I want to make sure that we're hitting everything that you need, and I'm giving you all of the time that you need to make sure that we get through what we need to do. From there, now we've got a game plan, and from there, now you're my client, and now it's, you know, constant contact. So do not feel like I'm too busy for you to get through to me. It's just that I need to make sure that that first time that we talk, that you're getting everything that you need, and you're getting all of my time, my energy, and my focus. Once we get through there, again, it's constant contact after that. You've got my direct email, you've got my phone number, you can text me. You know, you're getting to me just like no other loan officer. It's no different. But I do want to take that time with you. And that is the piece of the puzzle that a lot of loan officers don't do. You know, it's a fast call. Oh, I'd like to buy a house. Okay, great. Apply. Okay, that's not the first consultation. The first consultation is, okay, great. What do you have for down payment? How is your credit? Anything you want to tell me about? Oh, you're in the middle of a divorce. Oh, you had a bankruptcy 2 years ago. Oh, you had a foreclosure. Oh, there's a lot of O's. Trust me, you're self-employed and you write all your income off. Those are things that we want to take the time to discuss to kind of figure out what is our plan. And then we're going to apply.
So there's always a plan.
There's always a plan. And trust me, I don't do anything without planning. I can't even buy something on Amazon without reading every review. It takes me like 6 days to make a decision.
Do you always pick the ones that are Amazon's choice or bestseller?
No, I don't. I look at the one that's got the most reviews, the highest reviews. I read the reviews. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of research before I buy anything.
Too?
I don't. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not a writer.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't.
Even when I have a bad thing, I should review.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, I don't. Okay. And hey, anybody that's worked with me, you guys, I would love it if you guys would review us. That would be so amazing. Yeah. It would be fantastic.
Review the podcast too.
Yeah, review the podcast. Go to my Yelp. It's everything is Mortgage Mom Radio, guys. Go to Google, Mortgage Mom Radio, Yelp me there, you know, review me there. I would absolutely love it if you would do that. It's really, really important for anybody that is listening that's thinking maybe I should call. It's you know,
you could tell us what your favorite NSYNC person is. If you want to fight with
Joey
Mom about
Okay, so, but Joey Fatone was Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC?
He was NSYNC.
Come
okay.
on. Yeah. Backstreet so if you Boys guys... is Justin Timberlake, I think, right?
No, Justin Timberlake is NSYNC. Joey Fatone was just one NSYNC. That's why I didn't know which boy band he was from. But if you guys missed the beginning of the show, I said that my ultimate,
That's your ultimate?
My bucket, one of my bucket lists would be to have Joey Fatone come on and do my beginning introduction.
Now you give me
for Mortgage Mom Radio.
I'll get that done. I'll do that.
I know.
You.
If you guys haven't seen Family Feud, you got to watch it. But he does such a great intro. That would be one of my bucket list. Get Joey Fatone to introduce the Mortgage Mom Radio show at 7 a.m. on Go Country.
All right. That's easy.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting off the air here at Go Country 105. But before we go, how about one more text message?
All right. Okay? Let's do it.
Text the word mom to 474747. Here's one from Molly.
Okay.
And I love this. This is a two-part question.
Okay.
She said.
All right.
The background is that they live in Florida and they had a modular home built. The factory that built the home is in Georgia. The contractor is in Florida. And the first part of the question is her first mortgage payment is due May 1st.
Okay.
Already due. Okay.
Okay.
But our contractor has still not paid the impact fees and we do not have our CO.
Okay.
Do I still start paying my mortgage?
So the CO is the certificate of occupancy. So that means that I'm going to assume that she's not living in the home yet. If I were her, I would call the mortgage company. I'd call the 800 number on the mortgage statement and I would call them immediately. And I would make sure that they understand what the situation is and I would get guidance from them. I understand that she's, you know, again, if she doesn't have her certificate of occupancy, she's probably not living in the home yet. And I know that that is a lot to swallow to think I have to make a payment on a house I'm not living in. And that is a big deal. However, even though you might feel like you shouldn't make a payment, if the terms of the loan are due, if you don't communicate and you don't make a payment, that
it's on you, buddy.
It's going to hit your credit report. And even if you do communicate and they say you need to make a payment and you want to continue to fight it, make the payment. Do not ruin your credit report. Continue to fight it. Keep calling, get escalated, talk to other managers, get somebody involved. And eventually, if they determine that something was wrong, they're going to credit you back the payment that you made. But what is first and foremost, the most important thing in the whole wide world is your credit. That is what we all live by. That is what gives us what we need to get through life. It gives us the financing that we need, and it helps us to obtain the things that we need to have. So I would definitely start with the 800 number, talk to the mortgage company, probably make the payment if they say yes. I 100% make the payment if they say you need to. And then I would escalate from there and then try to maybe get it back. But she's got a little bit of work to do for sure.
Okay. On that note, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see you next week. You guys want to keep hearing more? Go to Mortgage Mom Radio. Listen to the podcast. iTunes, Google Play. So we got iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you can find it.
Yeah, anywhere you get your podcast, you get Mortgage Mom Radio right
there. That's right. And if you guys have my phone app, you can listen to it from there as well. And we'll see you guys all next week.